Here we go. Oh, my goodness, we're live. And thanks for listening in today, folks. It's the Agriculture Show here on CKMS. And it's your host, Jeff Steger. And with me today, get that shot there.
Yes.
So this is Janine.
Toms. With Toms, a T.
Yeah, Janine,
yes.
Toms.
Geez, we go way back.
That's why I have great guests, because otherwise...
they know their own names.
My brain falls apart. And to my left is Jen Sear.
Hello.
And we're just so glad you guys can show up today. We're going to have lots of fun. We've got some great music, I think, and we're going to talk about things agriculture. And this today, it'll be about the library.
Right you are.
So with the first thing, you know, folks, what we like to do on our show is play some of the great music. And... Jen, you've got the music supply there.
I do.
So tell us what this first song is that we are going to listen to.
So we tried to keep things a little bookish or library-ish for the songs we chose today. But the first one is just going out to all the geeks and nerds out there who do tend to love libraries.
Okay. We know who you are.
Yes. So it's called "I'll Still Be a Geek After Nobody Thinks It's Chic" by Marion Call. And she's out from Alaska, but she's been through town a few times.
Okay.
Yeah.
And are you a concert goer? Do you like kind of music?
I kind of like more of the local music type things, you know? Hitting up the blues fest is great, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, the big concert's not really my thing.
Yeah. But Janine, yourself, are you a music connoisseur?
I live and breathe music. It's kind of a family affair, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
So yeah, lots of Daddy Long Legs. Like, there's lots of music in my
So I know that one.
That's a family affair. So yeah, I adore it. Anything that I can see, and community based is even better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let's play this song here. We'll come back, folks. Just stay locked in. There's CKMS Radio 102.7 and the Agriculture Show. Go ahead. That's good.
Love the typewriter.
All the cool kids keep enthusiasm rationed, right down to the last explosive ounce. But I'd rather indulge my many passions, even if my squaritude's a little too pronounced. Perhaps I do not strike you as a geek without the horn-rimmed glasses and knee-high Argyle socks. But nerdery is more than wardrobe deep, and I'm a nerd down in my heart, and that's where nerdhood rocks. I'm better acquainted than a good girl ought to be with Aragorn and Josef Bridge and Worf and Hal and Han. But you don't really know me, and my culture don't control me. So don't you pigeonhole me, 'cause my phaser's set to stun. Oh, I have been a nerd since long before I could have heard that bookish girls should look and act a certain way. And I'll still be a geek when I am utterly antique, because I do not care what normal people say. My superpower's draining fun from parties, but if I am a misfit, then I'm in good company with Auden, Austin, Hawking, Galileo, and Van Gogh, and countless other weirdos whom you really ought to know. So stow your expectations, no, I won't fix your PC, and I don't mind being underrated or ignored. Is much too interesting to entertain ennui, and I won't ever play it cool, so I won't ever once be bored. Oh, I have been a nerd since long before anyone heard that fair and scrawny was the latest fashion trend. And I still be a geek after nobody thinks it's chic, because I don't require approval in the end. In '04, Dequan's dance groove swept the country, and suddenly old moon boots were Italian haute couture. Time magazine reported that our time had finally come. I guess they didn't know that we already ran the world. Oh, I have been a nerd since my first five-syllable word. is flat. Oh. I have been a nerd since long before anyone heard that fair and scrawny was the latest fashion trend. And I still be a geek after nobody thinks it's chic, because I don't require approval in the end. Oh. I have been a nerd since long before anyone heard that scrawny was the latest fashion trend. Am I still being geek after nobody thinks it's chic? You will find that I have nothing to defend. No, I don't need your approval in the end.
This is CKMS Radio Waterloo. We are live streaming on the FM band at 102.7, on the Rogers Digital Network at 946, and on the internet at radiowaterloo.ca. And don't forget, Facebook Live video. Catch podcasts of past shows and visit our supporters page at radiowaterloo.ca. Community radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through spoken word and music. You're listening to The Agricultural Show. The Agricultural Show is supported by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Agriculture Show is made possible by community radio. The WFA represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the Waterloo region. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the policy needs of society.
I'm Dave Piper from the North Dumfries Historical Preservation Society. What do I like about community radio? Well, I think it helps create an identity for the local community. And all communities have to have some and need some form of identity to appreciate what's going on around them.
And folks, we are here, in fact, here at the Agriculture Show. Thanks for listening in. Today's guests are Jen Sear and Janine
Toms.
With a T. And you know, your host is obviously on another planet today. So we have a great show lined up. What a great song that was!
Thank you.
Yeah, do you have their CD? Or are you?
Yeah, I have a couple of her CDs and her digital albums. But yeah, she's one of those really, actually, she's very community-based in that, like, when she comes through Kitchener often, it's like a house concert.
Oh, yeah, those are fun.
So people just open up their house and all of her fans just come and crowd in. And yeah. She's really fun, and like that song did intro with the typewriter use, and
yeah,
she travels with her typewriter, and she's has some interesting, you know, airport security stories.
You can't go wrong with the typewriter.
No. Or you can.
True.
Well, beloved, the typewriter would be a mystery to put in. What's that? Mm-hmm. But I understand. I get it. And so thanks for that song suggestion, and we're going to look for the rest of your stuff. Let's get to know our guest, folks. It's Jen Sear. Just been talking about the music here. Let's ask her first. Jen, let me ask you, when you sit down for a Christmas and or Easter family dinner, who's at that table?
Actually, it really depends what table I'm sitting at, because mm-hmm. The family's kind of split in a few places. Mm-hmm. But I think usually lately, because I have three nieces, I tend to go to my brother's place.
Very nice.
So him and his wife, and they have three girls. Mm-hmm. And then hopefully my father often, and sometimes my aunt can join us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
How about yourself, Janine Toms? Look at that, it's stuck in the
talking. Oh, tell us third about time yourself. Lucky, excellent. yeah, so I have kind of become master of the turkey, I feel like. It took a few go-rounds, but now I brine, and that sort of made it great. So
yeah.
I tend to, I own a nice table these days in a little homestead, so I will have people over, family, and then usually a couple strays, which is nice, just you know, whoever's around and looking for a place to be, there's a seat at the table.
Okay. Any traditions? Do you, if it's Christmas, do you go out and cut down a tree, or do you have gift exchange the night before? What kind of things do you do for Christmas?
It's always kind of evolving for me. I feel like when I was out in BC, I definitely got the axe out and swung it against a tree. I guess you got to experience it, but you also then experience pine needles. So, yeah, it's always changing, and I think it's more as you get older, you appreciate the people that are there more so than the traditions at hand.
Jen, yourself, you go and put on the ice skates and the whole bunch of you go there and skate around the block?
I cannot skate, no.
Sledding? Any nice traditions?
No, I can't think of anything that we do necessarily. It's always different, and I think we're still trying to find our groove as a family of what, you know, because there are split demands, too. I know, like at my grandma's house, when I think of what we do at her house still, it really comes down to the food, right?
And it always comes down to the food.
Yeah, and grandma still makes a tortiere, and she usually gifts them. Last Christmas she didn't, she wasn't up to it, but she usually bakes a tortiere for everybody to take home.
That's a good tradition. I can handle that.
Yeah, and she does her homemade chili sauce too, so.
That's good. If you got these three nieces coming along, oh my goodness, if you could just latch on to half the things they were doing, whether it was their sports maybe, or maybe they're in a kids' choir or something. Like a lot of young kids, their parents got them involved in a pile of cool stuff.
Yeah. Well, my nieces are fortunate. I don't think they're over scheduled, but they do their swimming lessons, and then they have Japanese school.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. It's good stuff.
Yes, all right. I'm not up on the Japanese myself.
Neither am I.
Well, with that, let's play another song. We'll come back and talk about what it is that you guys do. And so what do you got queued up here next for us, Jen?
Well, next we have kind of a classic.
Yep.
Jefferson Airplane's White Rabbit. And I have to say, we were going with things bookish, so obviously this was related to Lewis Carroll's Alice in Wonderland. But I feel like as a child when I heard this, it kind of was the first time I really clued in that books have that extra layer of meaning, because I tend to be a very literal reader, and I just, you know, see what's on the page, and it's like, you know, in poetry, oh, the sky is blue, oh yeah, okay, the sky is blue, and it's like, oh no, it means this. And
okay.
So I think listening to the song made me realize maybe there is more to the message than what we read.
Well, good choice. First things first, folks, our friends at Facebook Live Video do protect copyright, and you may not hear this song, and so if you wanted to co-listen at the same time on CKMS 102.7 in the FM band or the live feed off of our website at radiowaterloo.ca, you're going to hear the whole enchilada there. So that warning, we'll play a little White Rabbit, which I'm sure we're going to get dinged for, and we'll be back after that. Here we go.
Get up and tell you where to go, and Hi, I'm Catherine Enders from the Ontario Farmland Trust. We are live streaming on the FM band at 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo, on the Rogers Digital Network at 946, and on the internet at radiowaterloo.ca. Catch podcasts of past shows and visit our supporters page at radiowaterloo.ca. Community radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music. You are listening to The Agriculture Show. The Agriculture Show is supported by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Agriculture Show is made possible by community radio. The WFA represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the policy needs of society.
I'm Owen Roberts from the GMOs. You are listening to Community Radio, CKMS, Radio Waterloo. We are live streaming on the FM band at 102.7, or on the Rogers Digital Network at 946, or on the internet at soundfm.ca. Community Radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music.
And we're back, and thanks once again, folks, for listening into our agriculture show today. Janine Toms and Jen Sear are our guests today, and now we're going to talk about what it is these guys do. And I just want you guys to talk about where you work and all the great things you're doing. Like I mentioned before, till your eyes bleed. We just want to hear so much what's going on there at the Waterloo Regional Library Systems, which I appreciate you had mentioned that maybe people would confuse with the Waterloo Library System.
Yes,
can you clear up my all this situation for us? Go ahead.
I will do my very best to clarify things. So yes, we are the Region of Waterloo Library, as you said, not to be mixed up with some of the other lovely libraries in the area. We have 10 rural branches, and we represent the townships, which is kind of great. Gives people a place to go and be and belong. So we're always sort of growing and improving as we go. My role, I'm kind of one of the newer kids on the block. I'm doing the communications aspect, so some of the social media, the website, publications, posters, things of that nature.
Yeah.
So it's a lovely way to sort of, we're in this day and age where we can, there's some ebbs and flows and improve things as we go and listen to our community and kind of try to get their needs met.
Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. Well, libraries are real for a long time. I'm sure they'd be here forever, but the mandate and then skills and things you do changes like, wow, like all the time with technology, I think.
Yeah, it's definitely, we're ever evolving, and we're having to kind of keep up with the times and offer more and be a present day sort of piece to the community's needs. So we do have a lot of online resources. Mm-hmm. We've got ebooks, we've got audio books, we've got the ability to access playlists.
Wow.
And actually, one of the newer services that launched was late last year is that we do now lend mobile hotspots.
Oh, that's a good, cool thing.
Mm-hmm. So patrons can come in to any of our 10 branches. Actually, you would have to place a hold online because they are popular. And you can borrow a little mobile hotspot. You can plug it in wherever there is basically a cell tower.
Yeah.
And you'll get internet. And you're not charged anything for this service.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you can come borrow the internet and because we know, we understand that in some of these rural communities, access to internet isn't necessarily widespread.
Let's mention some websites before we forget, so our listeners, if they were so inclined, could follow up on what we're doing and talking about here.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, there's probably you, I'll let you speak, you've probably got a Facebook page, you've got the web page. Go ahead.
Okay. We definitely do, especially in this day and age. So we are available at the Region of Waterloo Library website, which is www.rwlibrary.ca.
Cool.
If you go to our main page, we've got all the magical icons you could ever want.
Yeah.
So we have our Facebook page as well, which is Region of Waterloo Library. In addition to that, we also have our Twitter account, which is RW Library. So we always have some new and interesting bits and pieces and highlighting some of the new offerings we've got and events lined up.
That's a lot of stuff. And you're looking after all that?
Oh, I'm doing my best. Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Keeps me busy.
I hear you. Jen, how about you? Where do you fit in the scheme of things? What are you doing with the Waterloo Regional Library?
I am the coordinator of collections, which means, well, I mean, if you break it down, it basically means I buy everything. Hmm. So I'm the one responsible for selecting our books, purchasing those, or making agreements with our library vendor to purchase. I help make the decisions for our online resources. So we offer things like Hoopla, which has videos and ebooks and audiobooks. Canopy is a new film service we launched this year.
Wow.
Yeah. Press Reader is another new online service, and that is also available as an app for most mobile devices. And what's nice about Press Reader is it gives you access to hundreds of newspapers and magazines, but it does include the Record and I believe the Woolwich Observer in that. So it's nice for those if you can't carry the newspaper around, or if you don't have a subscription, you can just go to the library and use our resources. And then, of course, to make room for this new material, sometimes the old stuff has to go away. So I'm the one that makes those decisions, too.
Don't forget to mention, I do enjoy reading your occasional review of library books posted in the KW Record.
Yes, yeah.
That's something new for you?
Every 6 weeks or so. Okay. Yeah, so all the local libraries all take turns putting in a book review. So about every 6 weeks or so, the KW Record, or I guess it's the Waterloo Region Record now, puts in one of my reviews, which I think my next one is next weekend, I believe.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Look for it.
Mm-hmm.
So, Janine, you have kindly brought along a program there. Let's talk a little bit about what's happening in just like, you know, kind of a nearby time frame of at the library.
We've got lots coming up.
Yeah, we certainly do. So we do have our latest brochure, which is fresh, hot off the presses, and it's also accessible on our website on the main page. You can click through and find it. So this will be all of our summer programming. Our registration kicks off on June 25th. So we've got Storytime in the Park, which is kind of a sweet piece, and it breaks down into all of our different, a number of our different townships, where we meet up in the park on a lovely warm summer day, and we'll do some reading, and we'll do some outdoor activities and some crafts. So it's kind of marrying the love of reading with some of the beautiful pursuits of the outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a summer reading club happening, and that takes place at all of our branches. It's a great way to, you know, with the summer, oftentimes kids might start to, you know, slack off and get on the iPhone and maybe not be so inclined to read. So this is a lovely sort of incentive to get people and get little ones back into the books and get excited.
And I think in terms of Summer Readings Club, it's great for the children, but I think at least one branch, I think our Wellesley branch is actually having an adult summer reading challenge as well. So the adults, you can see if you can read more than your children. So check that out in Wellesley.
Excellent.
You know, it might be the nice reverse, because right now most kids can outdo their parents when it comes to technical devices with phones and all that stuff. So this may be a chance for parents to try to tilt this balance back a bit.
Who knows?
It's like a great idea. The guys have such great, interesting, creative ideas what to try to do to promote those educational values and community type, community building type things you're doing there. So it's pretty cool you're doing all that stuff. And don't forget, folks, don't be afraid to post some questions on our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/theagriculture show. And so if you're so inclined, send us a question. We can tell you what our favorite color is. You have to ask us first, though.
It's true. Yeah.
So we're talking about what these guys do here at work, and so the region and Waterloo Library System. We talked a bit about web links that was on there. We talked about your job, Janine, is about getting the media all lined up and getting the message out there. Jen's busy doing a lot of choosing of which books come in and which books stay and that sort of thing. And to that end, we're looking forward to our next segment when I ask these guys about the message. And Jen has got a whack of books here. So we're going to talk. That'll be fun to get to that part of our show. Anything else you want to add about the tent? There's 10?
There's 10 branches, yeah, in the four townships.
So which, did anybody feel up to trying to remember all of them? Can you do that?
Yeah, there's Ayr, Bloomingdale, Baden, Linwood, Elmira, New Dundee, New Hamburg, St. Clements, St. Jacobs, and Wellesley. And
nice
currently we also have pop-ups, which go once a week to Clyde, Hawksville, and what's the third one?
Yeah, that makes sense. I know the
Breslau, yes.
And you can just buy any book you want there because of there's a system in Ontario where libraries are allowed, different systems are allowed to share books. So there's been some challenges lately, but it still exists in many some form where the library does not live by itself. It has connection with other libraries. So anything you would want can eventually, or made some kind of arrangement made that you can get the book that you want in case it's not the library you want.
Yeah, well,
do the best you can. I know that's another.
Yeah, so we do have our 10 branches, so we share between our branches. That hasn't been an issue. What you're referring to is the interlibrary loan program, where we would borrow between different systems.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, there is... our service has been suspended until we understand better what's going to happen, because there is still... a bit of budget funding from the government to help support interlibrary loan, but not as much as we think we might need.
Mm-hmm.
So we're taking, our management team is taking the time to really study it and to see what we can offer and how that might look in the future.
Yeah, that's always challenges, and that's just another one for the time being, and hopefully that gets resolved. The library's still a great place to go visit and pick up stuff.
But it's fortunate that many men in our community are fairly close to the city libraries, though. We do have reciprocal agreements, so that means although we can't borrow them for you, you can go directly to the libraries yourself and get one of their cards as well.
Okay.
So if you live in the region of Waterloo, you can also get a Waterloo Public, a Kitchener Public, or an Idea Exchange, that's Cambridge Libraries, card. We also have agreements with, I believe, Huron County, Bruce County, and a few others. They're all on our website at rrwlibrary.ca under membership.
So there are some workarounds, and you don't feel afraid to do anything you want. You can probably be gotten under our good friends there at the Region Waterloo Library System. So with that, we'll play for another song here, because we're going to talk about what agriculture in the next little gig here.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got queued up for us for song number 3? Tell us a little story about this.
So this one is new to me just when we were searching for some songs to bring. It's called Offred by Dan Mangan and Blacksmith. So Dan Mangan is a singer based out of Vancouver. I know I enjoy some of his music. And for those who don't know, Offred is the name of the main character in Margaret Atwood's The Handmaid's Tale.
Margaret Atwood!
Yeah. So for those of you who've read the book or who are following the TV series, this might be a song for you.
Okay.
Can't
press
wait.
The go button. We'll play it. We'll be back, folks. See you in a bit.
I give in.
This is Jennifer Sear from the Region of Waterloo Library. This is CKMS Radio Waterloo. We are live streaming on the FM band at 102.7, on the Rogers Digital Network at 946, on the internet at radiowaterloo.ca, and on Facebook Live Video. Catch podcasts of past shows and visit our supporters page at radiowaterloo.ca. Community radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music. You are listening to The Agricultural Show. The Agricultural Show is supported by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Agricultural Show is made possible by community radio. The WFA represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the policy needs of society.
Wow, that was so good, Jen. You just went through that just like a professional. I thank you so much for doing that. That's great. Is that us ringing?
Someone's ringing.
I think we got a call.
Do we have a call?
Yeah, I'm going to...
Where's the phone?
it's hiding over there. You could try to answer it if you like and see what's going on, but I think it's we can probably not bother it. So thanks for listening in. We're really busy here. We got so much going on at the station. We got the phone ringing and then probably just a nothing. Okay. We're proud of the fact that we're just... It's just like three people talking in their garage or barbecue in their at their homes just with stuff going on around us, and that's what we're doing. In that spirit, my goodness, here we've got... we're into our fourth segment of our show, Agriculture Show. Jen Sear, Janine Thompson, our guests from the Region of Waterloo Library. I keep mashing that up. This is a section where I ask our guests, what do you know about agriculture? And to that end, who wants to start? Do you want to start, Jen?
Sure.
Okay.
No pressure.
It's what do you know about agriculture? Do brown eggs come from brown chickens?
That I'm aware of. Well, I mean, some do, I guess.
So I guess the question, I bet you would know, how would one find out? How would one find out if brown chickens from there?
Well, we do actually have some chicken books at the library on how to raise hens. Since chickens, certainly not just in farming communities, but in more urban centers town or towns, people are trying to get into backyard chicken farming. So we definitely have those out there.
There you go.
Yeah, perfect. But what I know, there's lots of resources at the library for me to learn because I admittedly am a city girl. I grew up in Windsor. And so what I knew about farming were the field trips where you go out to the farms. I remember one summer our church group, they took all the kids out to a farm and we all planted corn seeds. Mm-hmm. And then come fall, we all went out and harvested the corn ourselves. So that was basically my farm. But yeah, so what I know comes from books and libraries.
Yeah.
And we do have lots of resources at the library for people who want to know more or people who just want to read widely. Because I know some magazines we have at the library, we do carry Successful Farming and Small Farm Canada, which are some great...
We could have some fun here. Why don't can you, Janine, would you like to hold these up to the camera and that be number two there? Like,
yeah, I would love to.
As hopefully Jen can remember these ones there. So you got to switch cameras. Not that one there. Try that one. Or that one there is even better. There you go. Okay, so did you see that?
Yeah.
Okay, so start again.
So we have there Successful Farming and Small Farm Canada, which are a couple magazines we do carry. I believe there are Elmira Branch is the one that carries them, but again, like all of our items, you can request them for pickup at any of your branches. And we'll bring them to you. What I thought was neat, actually, was this new book from a local writer, Andrew Coppolino. I believe he does the Waterloo Region Eats blog.
He's all over. He's great.
So he created this Farm-to-Table book celebrating Stratford chefs, school alumni, recipes, and birth Perth County producers. So it's all about local food and local chefs. And so it's a really beautiful book here.
Why, thank you.
Farm to Table by Andrew Coppolino. But we do, at the library, try to service both people who work on the farms and people who don't, mm-hmm. right? And don't know anything. And so sometimes we have some interesting documentary-type pieces mm-hmm. From different perspectives. So on one hand, we have this film called Farmageddon,
mm-hmm. yeah.
The Unseen War on American Family Farms, right? So that is about the growth of factory farming and, you know, well, yeah. You're a farmer. You know how difficult family farming can be.
Well, they bring up some good points. I don't agree with them, but if there's a place you want to find out information, go to the library.
Yeah.
Because presumably you have something from all, you can find something from all sides of any argument.
You're definitely right. Right.
And so,
that's your specialty.
So a slightly take on that is,
we're popular. The bones are ringing off
the hook.
That's
okay. We'll keep talking. So a slightly different edge from that is, this documentary called Farmland, which is a different look at, you know, the next generation of American farmers and ranchers and you know, their experience. So that is Farmland, and that is available as well.
That's a good one.
And I think what the library offers in one way or another is a lot of chance for people to learn and from people to learn from other people's experience. So I found this book called Once Upon a Farm by Rory Feek. Apparently he was a singer. I guess him and his wife were singers, country singers or gospel country, and they left the city to build the farm.
Mm-hmm.
So this is him and his daughter. Unfortunately, his wife has passed, but it's just another perspective on what it's like to be a farmer, especially coming from a background that didn't sound particularly that he had a background in going out.
I hope they like our high. We have a great production team here. Look at this.
Yeah.
We talk
Behold.
About it and up comes the picture, and you can go to the library and find these resources
actually.
And learn lots of cool things about everything.
Yeah, what I mean.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Yeah, and this one is another. Actually, it's more. It's a Canadian couple, a Toronto couple, who left their careers to start a farm in Creemore. So it's called The New Farm by Brent Preston. So it's one of those things that I think people are becoming more aware of, you know, food production and where it's coming from and what it means to us and how farmers matter. And so mm-hmm. seeing us city folk, maybe we're not all giving up our life to go live on farms, mm-hmm. but we're trying to become more aware of what that challenge is and what it's like.
Mm-hmm. Those are, I always love good covers, eh? Look at the colors in that one. They got the mm-hmm. old fork, the tomato or something. I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
So, that's good stuff. So, you do have some interesting experience with farming. Out with a church group, you're planting corn.
We did.
So you have a half an inkling of the agriculture out there, and what a great collection of books. You go, want some more you want to promote right now? Because I was...
Well, those were all please. Adult resources, but of course we want to start young.
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
We do have a couple for the young kids, so... kids seem to adore books about trucks and tractors, so we actually have a whole series on Welcome to the Farm and different farm vehicles. This one particular is the four-wheel drive utility tractor. But basically, we have lots of books on farming and animals and gardening and all that. This one is interesting in that it's called Potatoes on the Rooftops, Farming in the City. So it kind of gives a different perspective about how you can do urban farming, how you can grow potatoes on your rooftops.
Mm.
And it has, talks about underground gardens, rooftop gardening, what kind of pests you might find, and water harvesting. So lots of little good bits so that even those who live in towns or cities can get involved. So lots of resource for kids, children as well.
That's great. I get a kick out of our video resources here. About a year ago or two, we were able to get some funding, and this is quite an interesting option now with Facebook Live or YouTube. Some of the guys aren't used to YouTube, and I see those covers. I think I'll hope our listeners are appreciating and enjoying that. And one more you want to mention?
Oh, I do have, yeah. Well, this guy, this is just a nice one. A big resource book, Sustainable Market Farming, so intensive vegetable production on a few acres.
Yeah.
So that might be good for someone who's just starting off. I think, you know, sometimes people might take a jump and want to just start farming. It's like, well, what can you do and how do you make it sustainable?
Sustainable farm.
Yeah.
All right. That is a great collection. You put some work into that, Jen. Thanks so much for doing that.
Oh, yeah. And I left probably as much back at the office because I was like, this is radio.
So
we don't need we don't need all these.
It's so much stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm just tempted to take a little break in the song here and come back and ask Janine the same question, or we can just go right into it here. Do you have any more, any song? I guess the back question is, would you happen to have the six, do you have six songs?
We have...
Like, you have the, you have five anyway, right?
Yeah, we have five, so we have two more that we haven't played. Yeah,
okay, so I'm just trying to, well, I like to put a little song in between there. Why don't we just do that right now, and I'll figure out something for the last thing. What's this next song you got here? We'll do that.
Oh, this next song. This next song is called Love in the Library by Jimmy Buffett.
Excellent.
Yes.
Okay.
Go. Can't go wrong.
On the corner of Government and Bay Avenue, the old doomsday fanatic wore a crown of kudzu. Sirens were wailing in the Gulf Coastal heat, and it seemed like the whole world was in forced retreat. Paid no attention, vault through the door, past the newspaper racks on the worn marble floor. Near Civil War history, my heart skipped a beat. She was standing in fiction, stretched high on bare feet. Love in the library, the best there's ever been. Then she strolled past my table and stopped at the stairs, then sent me a smile as she reached for Flaubert. Love in the library, quiet and cool. Love in the library, there are no stories serene and sublime. I fell in love in the library once upon a time. She gathered her books, walked while she read, words never spoken, but so much was said. You can read all you want into this rendezvous, but it's safer than most things that lovers can do. Well, stories have endings, fantasies fade, and the guard by the door starts drawing the shade. So write your own ending and I hope it comes true for the lovers and strangers on Bay Avenue. Love in the library, quiet and cool. Love in the library, there are no rules. Surrounded by stories surreal and sublime, I fell in love in the library once upon a time. Surrounded by stories surreal and sublime, I fell in love in the library once upon a time.
Hi, I'm Janine from the Region of Waterloo Library. This is CKMS, Radio Waterloo. We are live streaming on the FM band at 102.7 on the Rogers Digital Network at 946, on the internet at radiowaterloo.ca, and on Facebook Live Video. Catch podcasts of past shows and visit our supporters page at radiowaterloo.ca. Community radio broadcasts promote local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music. You are listening to The Agricultural Show. The Agricultural Show is supported by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Agricultural Show is made possible by community radio. The WFA represents the farmers, produce, producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farming community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is embryonic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the policy needs of society.
Good work there. That's great. Thanks for doing that. That's perfect. And you'll be on our station like forever now because all of my lovely guests are so kind as to do this little promo for the us and the station and the show. It's just great.
Excellent.
Good stuff.
Happy to oblige.
So now it's your turn, my dear. Tell us what you know about agriculture.
Well, I must admit I am a downtown Kitchener kind of gal. So it was such a great opportunity for me to shift my focus out into the rural community. And this time of year, it's absolutely gorgeous to see all of the farmers and the tractors and people plowing the earth. And they're starting to grow. And it's quite the sight to see. And I would certainly... it's made me more interested in where food is produced, and I must admit, I have started my own vegetable garden.
Oh, you're my hero.
Yeah. Well, I'm keen, and I feel like it starts at home.
Yes.
So instead of just watching, get in the dirt, and I've got Rainbow Swiss chard going, which I must admit, super hearty, super lovely. I've got some tomatoes. I've got yellow zucchini, cucumbers. So it's a little farm in the backyard.
That's good to hear. Are you going to the farmer's market too? You sound like you have a little kind of nice little, you kind of lean towards those types of things.
Every Saturday without fail.
Yep.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. So what was the incentive for the garden? Did you finally see a show on TV that really kind of tweaked your imagination, or was it just something that was going to happen eventually, I think?
I think it was something that probably was going to evolve. I think for me as well, you can't help but see where food has been going and that you need to take some responsibility and accountability for what you're consuming.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just nothing better than looking out your back window and seeing what
something
you're going
you're
to eat. It's just a lovely experience. Yeah, I hope everyone gets there.
It's pretty special. You allude to the beginning of your comments. Kitchener-Waterloo in the region, 500,000 people. And within 5-10 minutes, you can be out in the countryside.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yes.
There's lots of Ontarians that can't do that.
You're certainly right. Yeah.
You know, have the skills and the industries and presence of mind you'll find in the larger centers, Kitchener-Waterloo, Cambridge, Binkley, Midway there. But still that very close to the countryside.
That's very true. Mm-hmm. And I think for us, one point that we've recently initiated a seed library with the Regional Waterloo Library, and it's a great initiative. We've sort of started it up with some seeds that people are welcome to take home. There's vegetables, there's flowers, there's plants, but you bring them home, and the idea is that you plant them at the end of the season. You would collect some of those seeds, bring them back to us, and then we carry this piece on and grow the seed, yes,
this
so to speak.
This is pretty amazing for an agriculture show. The library actually has a seed library.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we do. And we
that's cool.
Yeah, wow. It's in six of our branches currently, so mm-hmm. they're just little containers. Mm-hmm. And Elmira, New Hamburg, Ayr, Wellesley, St. Clements, and Bloomingdale. And yeah, it's kind of like a take a seed, share a seed, mm-hmm. and it's always a surprise what you might find.
Who thinks up these things? That's really great.
Well, the Seed Library actually is a program that runs in a lot of different libraries. Mm-hmm. I think Wellington County has one in their Aaron branch. Halton Hills has one in their Georgetown branch, I think. And, yeah, they're all over the place now. And it's just one of those community-building things, right? Because, we actually have been fortunate that some of our communities have really active horticultural groups, mm-hmm. especially our Elmira and New Hamburg horticultural groups. They've always been great supporters of the library. And so it's been really great when we're starting the seed library off that we can have their gardeners bring in their extra seeds, because they're like, we now have more, bush beans than we ever thought we'd need, but hey, they can, and it's nice for the libraries too, because I know, for instance, in Bloomingdale, the librarian there, Susan, she did a Mother's Day activity, and she used some of the seeds, and the kids were growing them for their moms, or, yeah. And then it was just really nice for them to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you're relatively new with the library system, so you have all kinds of cool stories to look forward to.
Yeah, and I think as we bring up these new initiatives, it's nice to sort of embrace the community and sort of be in places that people want to see us and offering these sorts of new initiatives that get people excited, and they say, "What's that? Yeah. How do we get involved in that?" So it's a good feeling.
When you were living in town and you grew up in the Kitchener area and farmers market, you got a little garden going. What's next for you? You're taking a trip out to the countryside every day for work, I know, right?
Yes, I certainly am.
I should mention about the headquarters for the regional library is up in Phillipsburg, so
yes.
I mean, everybody drives to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's certainly worth the drive, and it's beautiful to sort of to witness it firsthand and to mm-hmm. see farmers at work and to have that additional appreciation that you don't just walk into a grocery store and lo and behold, it didn't just all magically appear. Mm-hmm. So to gain that appreciation by seeing the physical labor that entails, and I think it's a labor of love.
And of course, most of you all know about agriculture, to go to your library, because they've got a book on every angle of agriculture you can imagine. So you can pick and choose your previously held beliefs or challenge yourself with something different.
Exactly,
you have the
right
resources for that.
Yeah.
You and so if you're lucky, one of these two will actually help guide you on that journey.
Happy to. Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, of course, don't forget, you can go to the websites. We mentioned before, and when we get our next section of the show, we'll talk a little bit more about, those remind our viewers about the websites and things.
Yes, please.
So anything last you want to fit in this segment? What would you tell people about agriculture? What do you know about agriculture? I think we covered everything, didn't we? What else do you want to do? Anything else you want to mention?
Well, I think Jen had such a nice array of books to sort of choose from and some of the visual pieces. Mm-hmm. And I think we also have a wide selection of cookbooks and things as well, because I think we need to return to that sort of homage of knowing where your food comes from, and then the next step would be preparing your own food, mm-hmm. Less processed, less mm-hmm. packaging.
Right.
Like we have to be more cognitive of the way things are today.
I think I've noticed lately there's been a lot more interest in books on canning and preserving, so people want to be able to do that themselves.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a good fit.
All right, let's play some more music. Music!
All right.
This is the next song we got going here. Let's find that page on this one, too. You want to bring that up on that, fill out that guy there first with this new artist in the world.
Right, so this song is called Librarian by Jonathan Rundman. And honestly, again, a new song that we just discovered, but I really think its chorus is pretty catchy. Mm-hmm. But this fellow, Jonathan Rundman, actually has his whole album is called Public Library. But this specific song is Librarian.
Okay.
All right.
So who found these songs at the last minute? That was you poking around there?
Well, we both did. Effort? It was definitely joint. We had some other options that we were considering.
Yeah.
But, this is what we went with.
Okay. With no further ado, go ahead and click that button.
Before I could speak, I would line up all my letter blocks alphabetically. Now it's my vocation and my passion to assign every decimal numbered shelf to every decimal numbered spine. I'm alive. Comes from knowledge, just like fire from a spark. And like Gutenberg and Luther, with the press and pen in hand, I take the message to the masses in a form they understand. I'm a librarian, I'm a librarian, and I like it quiet so the pages. Over, I go home at 5:03, and I give thanks to God and then to Andrew Carnegie and the U.S. Constitution and Orwell, Poe, and Twain. And I'll return at 8 a.m. to open up again. I'm alive.
This is Stephanie Gertz from Petersburg, Ontario. This is CKMS Radio Waterloo. We're live streaming on the FM band at 102.7, on the Rogers Digital Network at 946, on the internet at radiowaterloo.ca, and on Facebook Live Video. Catch podcasts of past shows and visit our supporters page at radiowaterloo.ca. Community Radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music. You are listening to The Agricultural Show. The Agricultural Show is supported by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Agricultural Show is made possible by Community Radio. The WFA represents the farmers, producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the policy needs of society.
Hello, this is the Tugboat of the Tugboat.ca. Community Radio CKMS is the voice of the people, by the people. I support CKMS 102.7 RadioWaterloo.ca.
Catch podcasts of
because
past
it's
show
the real deal.
Okay, we're back, and thanks for listening in, folks. It's the Agriculture Show. We're in our last bit of our show, and just having so much fun sitting down here with Jen and Janine, J&J, if I may say that.
Representing.
Representing the Region of Waterloo Library System, and they're headquartered out in Phillipsburg, and 10 branches in the region, and 3 pop-ups this year. Clyde,
Hawkesville, and Breslau.
So, moving with the times and catching right up and keeping lots of cool resources. We just learned in the last segment that, my gosh, the library has a seed library.
Yes, we do.
The videos, we have books for young and old. So, also, we have our booklet here that Janine's well on about
It's our summer brochure.
Yeah, there you go. Good. So you guys are getting really expert at this. We should do this again. This is great.
So, actually, yeah, thinking of seed library, it does remind me, we also have our One Book, One Community read that we're promoting. It's called The Home for Unwanted Girls by Joanna Goodman. And that just comes to mind because the main character there, her father owns a seed shop. And it's a really interesting story. It's kind of historical, Canadian historical fiction, but not too historical, set in like 1950s, 1970s. And so One Book, One Community is when we select a book in all of the local regional libraries and the newspaper, the Waterloo Region Record, and the bookstore. So usually Indigo and Wordsworth support this venture, and we all read together, and the author will come visit us
September 25th. Yeah, in Baden.
Yeah, so they'll be at the WO High School September 25th. And yeah, so we have lots of copies of that book because it's not all work. Sometimes you get to read a little bit, and we know some of you farmers do read it as your books come back and show evidence that you've been reading them in the barn.
I confess.
A little hay between the pages.
Yeah. So.
And my little cheat sheet for you guys has got a good old coffee stain on it, I can see here.
Well,
I'm sure you have some fun stories from there. We just want to review all the stuff we talked about here and anything that you wish I had asked you a question about, and I'm glad we started off there with that kind of thing going on about book returns and things. So, you know what? One of the stories in the paper all the time is, there must be a contest who has kept the book for the longest. I think there's a guy in the States that's like 50 years he finally brought a book back, right?
Yeah.
Anything kind of fun with levity that you can mention about your experiences at the library?
For us, I don't recall any books necessarily out that long because we do have a process to write them off and delete them from the catalog if they're missing too long.
haven't been returned.
I think the funniest thing in terms of book drop is there was one patron who used to regularly try and tip us and give us some wine through the book drop, but that isn't always the best idea, and we can't accept tips, and especially not alcohol at the library. So, but that was always appreciated, but not great. But yeah, there's lots going on at the library. I mean, and we did mention the books and the DVDs and the online resources, but we have so much more too. There, we do have a board game collection. So we have, I think, about 90 different board games, yeah. And so you can check those out for 3 weeks at a time, because we realize that, you know, it's a nice activity. Again, you get away from your screen, you're not working, and you're spending time with the family, playing these different. We have things that, you know, are good for children, like Cha-Cha Chicken. Cha-Cha Chicken or Happy Salmon, which is a really active, it's hilarious game if you're playing it. And then we have things for the more strategic board gamer. We have Caverna, and we have Settlers of Catan, and Splendor. So lots of different games there. And that's all available on our website, rwlibrary.ca.
Yeah.
If you go to collections, it lists there the board games. And in terms of other things that you want to do, you know, summer's coming up and maybe you do want to spend some time with the kids, we do have our museum passes as well. So we have two different passes. One is for all of the Region of Waterloo museums. So that includes the Ken Sealing Regional Museum on Homer Watson, as well as the Joseph Schneider House. And, I guess it's just Schneider House now.
Just Schneider House.
And
McDougall Cottage. On Grand View in Cambridge.
Yeah. So you can borrow a pass again for free and take your family to one of these museums. And we just knew, the last month or so, we now have a pass as well for the museum in downtown Kitchener. So that's something to think about.
That's a good deal, too.
Yeah. And it's been a very popular initiative. There's lots of people who are taking that, and it allows for open access to some of the other cultural places in our region.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
This time, it's a lot of fun going to some of these, the museum and the downtown facility there, and also like the Homer Watson, the Ken Sealing Museum now it's called.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Some real fun stuff at those places.
Yeah, and it's always changing, and a lot of the time it reflects some of the history and components of the area, so mm-hmm. you start to learn more about where we come from, which is a lovely piece and great for families.
Yeah, and it's nice, like, with the Ken Sealing Regional Museum, there's also the Dune Village, right?
Yeah,
so the
yeah.
kids can go out and see they can see the goats and horses and, you know, what farm life might have been like
1914.
Yeah, if we just did a little mental inventory right now, like, there's a Steckley homestead that's kind of got some stuff going on you don't normally see,
mm-hmm.
because they do grow stuff, and they got a few heads of livestock running around there, and chickens and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Have you guys ever been out to the one there on Wellington Street, which is the... It's a national museum.
Oh, Woodside?
Yeah.
That one? I actually have not been there yet.
Yeah, me neither.
I'm not local to KW, really. I mean, I guess I feel local, but I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it's one of those places that kids go to when they're, you know, in grade school.
School trips. Yeah, definitely.
And I haven't made my way there yet.
You should give me a credit. Yes, this weekend I went down to the Woodland Center in Brantford. Which is the First Nations Museum.
Yeah, is that the one that used to be a residential school?
Right beside it.
Yeah.
And they're in the midst of a fundraising drive to
preserve the building.
In fact, that's the logo for their this fundraising drive, preserve the past or something, because there was a choice to knock it down and all that happened there. And so, of course, we should mention that we are on the Haldimand tract of the native of our First Nations people, Haudenosaunee. And neutral and
Anishinaabe.
It's
interesting though, looking through some of the resources we have, like the libraries, we do have a lot of the old Waterloo Historical Society newsletters going back to the 1920s, 1930s, and you can read about these articles that folks in the 1950s wrote about the indigenous people who lived in Baden.
Wow.
And you're like, there were indigenous in Baden? You wouldn't think about it.
That's right.
But there was. And so it's interesting reading some of these historical resources we have at the library as well.
So is it, there must be a lot, but is that stuff being digitized? Like, how do you manage all that stuff? My goodness.
digitization can be a complicated matter because it really does come down to copyright.
Yeah.
So 2 years ago, the library, we did launch our local history site. So it is, again, on our website under Collections Local History. So there is quite a number of things that we've digitized. The grand majority of that came from our AIR library. But they've digitized a lot of things, like things from the Tweedsmere records.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And the Women's Institutes. And at first, growing up in the city, I didn't even know what a Women's Institute was. And then you learn about it and what the activities were, and you can see, you know, how communities grow, how they change, and what they were focusing on by going through these, you know, the minutes of these institutes. But yeah, and we have some photos on there as well that we've digitized. So it's one of these, yeah, it is a tricky thing. There's also from Elmira, it's actually, I think, from a couple decades ago, they had some oral histories that were taken on cassette, and so those have been digitized,
okay.
And they can be found, I think they're linked on our website, but they're also through the Region of Waterloo Archives. They have their own site, so you can find these oral stories from folks who live in Elmira.
Hmm. There's just a pile of, like, it's just really neat that there's some attempt to kind of corral all this stuff in one spot, and libraries have done a good job, I think, in my opinion, of trying to step up to this task. Not that I didn't do it before, but there's so much more stuff out there now and interest, so good deal.
Yeah.
Do you ever think you'll be sitting behind a desk and trying to manage all that stuff too sometime, Jen? Is that... I would think I'd want to do it for a little while, but I wouldn't want to do it forever. Well, maybe I would. I don't know. It'd be fascinating.
Yeah.
Or not. I don't know.
I don't know. There's lots of stuff. And I know right now, like, we have several shelves worth of local history stuff that's not cataloged at all. And, it's just there. And it doesn't get used a lot, but it's one of those things that when you start digging around, it's really interesting stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Janine, what's come to mind if I, you know, didn't I ask you about you'd like to talk about some more? We can talk about your Christmas celebration there. You're going to have a new tradition. I guess you're going to start rock climbing now. Is that true?
I've already started the rock climbing.
Oh my God.
So that wouldn't be new.
Okay.
No.
Go ahead.
I guess it's looking at some of the, I mean, summer's here, which is great,
yep.
And there's lots of summer events that are taking place. To speak on what Jen was mentioning with our board games, we also have in-house at some of our branches, there's a puzzle exchange, which actually is quite, it's sort of taken off. People are quite interested, and it's sort of a honor system of if you've got, you know, a puzzle, bring it or take it. Some of those pieces that, again, get you off of technology and get you face-to-face with people. So that's a great piece that we offer as well. Yeah. Who doesn't want a puzzle?
Somebody wish the library would have a computer guy who would help you understand some DigiCalc things.
Well, that's funny you'd say that. Yeah. Yes, we actually do have a staff member.
Like basically word processor stuff?
Well, not quite.
Go ahead, sorry.
She does some of the... So we have a technology trainer, technology coordinator, Paula Fuchs.
Yeah.
And she does a lot of generally one-on-one troubleshooting with folks. So usually you can go online or you can give us a call and book an appointment with her. But yeah, it's usually, we try to keep it to some basic trouble. So she'll help people set up their email, or she'll help them figure out how to use the e-books or the e-audiobooks.
Yeah, yeah, cool.
And I know she does do some other outreach with other groups. So there's some retirement homes that she'll go into and do sessions with the folks there. And
Yeah. And it is that one-on-one piece. It's trying to make it a little less terrifying when you get this new shiny and device in your hand and what to do with it and what are the possibilities and capabilities. So she's great for that.
Yeah. So unfortunately, we don't have full courses on, you know, how to do everything, but she usually can get you up and running.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, If someone wanted to search the books you had at the library, can they go online on your website and type in, you know, a book title or a topic and stuff will pop up? Or are we that far along in things now?
Oh, yes. We're that far along.
Yeah.
We do have
I guess what I'm asking, do you have this equivalent of Google within the regional library system?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. We certainly do. So if you visit our website, at the very top, we've got a bar there. And it's for the catalog. So yep. You can put in your keywords and hit search. And then it will pull up bits and pieces that would tie into that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, good stuff. I just ask these random questions, and you're saying, "Yeah, we do that."
We've got an answer for you.
Well, and that's the interesting thing, because you know, every once in a while you see these articles. You know, are libraries dying? Is it their time? And it's they're like, "Oh, libraries should do this or should do that." And it's like, well, we already are. It's just being libraries. We're not necessarily in the habit of tooting our own horn. So, we usually think of if we're providing good service, it's seamless service. But it's when, you know, so it's not noticed necessarily that, you know, these are the steps that we're taking to make these services available to you.
But I think like programs such as this, which we so greatly appreciate you having us on and giving us this opportunity, because I think, as Jen suggested, we need to take more opportunities to let the public know what we have on offer and that there's more to come. And we're so in tune to what people's needs are and trying to meet those needs.
Yeah, well, thanks for saying that. You know what? That's the whole idea is to just get started, check it out, see where it goes.
Well, we have lots of things we're still looking, like, you know, we are paying attention to the public. Like, for instance, we did recently change hours in our Linwood branch so that it met the needs of the public more. Mm-hmm. And speaking of Linwood, actually, too, we're starting a small, it's mostly Low German collection there, because we do have a lot of the Low German Mennonites in that area, and they do come in the library once in a while. So we're starting a small collection in Low German so that they'll be able to have some resources in their own language.
You guys are awesome.
We do what we can.
Well, that's good stuff. Well, we have a bit of time left here yet, but I'm tempted to play one song and get into our last segment so we don't run over into the next show. And do we have another song left? Because I got one queued up here. Okay.
You can cue yours.
I got one. I played on the way in. It's Michael Bublé, and the song is called Sway. And we're back and talked our last outie out with our great guest today. So just stay locked in, fresh up that coffee. CKMS 12.7, the Agriculture Show, and today's guest, Jen Sear and Janine Toms.
Nice.
Right back. See you shortly. Here we go.
When marimba rhythms start to play, dance with me, make me sway. Like a lazy ocean hugs the shore, hold me close, sway me more. Like a flower bending in the breeze, bend with me, sway with ease. When you dance, you have to bear with me, stay with me, sway with me. Other dancers may be on the floor, dear, but my eyes will see only you. Only you have that magic technique. When we sway, I go weak. I can hear the sound of violins long before it begins. Make me thrill as only you know how. Sway me smooth, sway me now. Other dancers may be on the floor, dear, but my eyes will see only you. Only you have that magic technique. When we sway, I go weak. I can hear the sound of violins long before it begins. Make me thrill as only you know how. Sway me smooth, sway me now. When marimba rhythms start to play, like a flower bending in the breeze. Bend with me, sway with me. When we dance, you have a way with me. Stay with me, sway with me. When marimbas start to play, hold me close, make me. Sway me more like a flower bending in the breeze. Bend with me, sway with me. When we did, you have a way with me. Stay with me, sway with me.
Hi everyone, this is Willie A, and I'm the host of a blues radio program at a sister community radio station here in Waterloo. You are listening to Community Radio CKMS, Radio Waterloo. We are live streaming on the FM band at 102.7, on Rogers Digital Network at 946, and on the internet at soundfm.ca. Community Radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music. Thank you for listening to Community Radio on 102.7 CKMS.
And we are in our last bit of our show today, and want to thank you, dear listener, for spending some time with us. Had a lot of fun talking to Jen Sear and Janine Toms, and we're at the last bit of our show. One of my favorite parts is to ask our guests this question. So what are you doing in the next 2 hours, 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, 20 years if you want to go that far out? Who wants to start?
Let's see, in the next couple of hours, I'm just going back to work. Okay. But tonight we have a book club at EJ's in Baden. So should you want to come and talk books, we're actually talking about our One Book, One Community pick tonight, The Home for Unwanted Girls. Mm. But yeah, 6:30 in Baden. Mm.
That'd very be a good nice book. So let's see. That's is that about young kids coming to Canada? That's the home children, right?
No. This is about... is it Rene? Not Rene Levesque. But the other guy.
Bouchard.
No, Lucien? Before the older guy. Anyways, they made the law in Quebec that they treated all orphanages as mental institutions. So all orphans were treated as
wards of the state of some sort. Eh?
As having mental illness, and that's not the way you should treat children. So
unreal.
Yeah.
Good stuff. What a great program. So that's 2 hours, 2 days. Did we get 2 days?
In a couple days. Yeah. Let's see what. I don't know about Thursday. Friday, though, the region is really excited about the launch of the ION LRT. And I know Janine and I are both volunteering as ION ambassadors.
Yep.
So if anyone comes out for a ride,
look for the blue t-shirts. We'll be directing amongst lots of folks.
Yeah. So I know I'm doing that actually both Friday and Saturday.
Very nice.
Because my partner's a keener with ION, so I was like, okay, I'll do this for you.
You get bonus points there, huh? You can build up a credit.
Yeah.
He can live vicariously.
Exactly.
And 2 weeks, 2 months?
Oh, what, a couple months? Oh, I'm going on vacation in August to Ireland. Again, we have access to Ancestry database through the library, on library only. It's unfortunately not through the internet only. You have to be at the library. And it turns out I have some Irish roots that I discovered. So we're taking some trips to Ireland. Yeah. Well, not some trips. One trip. One 2-week trip.
Well, the first of potentially many.
Maybe.
In 2 years?
Oof.
Oh.
That's too far.
I know.
That's impossible.
Well, what about 20 years then?
20 years? Gosh.
You won't be retiring by then, will you?
No. I think it's be a bit young for retiring.
Okay.
But hopefully just working away wherever I am.
Yeah. Janine, how about yourself?
I have a feeling that some similar questions are coming my way.
Yes. So what are you doing next 2 hours?
The next 2 hours, I think we will probably jump in our cars and head out to beautiful Baden, Petersburg and get back to our desks and get back to the real world after our radio stardom. So, yeah, we'll be
which
coming.
Which is very appreciated. Thank you.
Oh, well, it was pleasure's all ours. So, yeah, back to the grind, I suppose. And it's beautiful outside, so hopefully we'll have a chance to enjoy some of that sunshine as well.
And 2 days?
I am in a similar boat to Jen. We're both signed up for the Ion, so looking forward to that. And I think a lot of people are, and just it's the beginning of, you know, again, we're going back to a transit line that we would have done, you know, once upon a time. So to come back to that and to hopefully you know, some of the cars off the road, I think that's a good end game. That's a good plan.
Mm-hmm. Lots of fun. Boy, they've had their challenge. There's another car accident. Can you imagine?
Yeah, I don't know. I know personally, I've been purposefully driving along where these tracks are for months now, just so I can be aware of where they are.
This awareness that this is a train area, too. Mm-hmm. And so next 2 weeks, does that include maybe you're going to see how your garden is growing? The first time you had a garden, right?
Actually, I did start a garden last year.
Okay.
And I was really pleased with the yield, so it spurred me on, and I've kind of got a few extra pieces. Mm. I'm sort of playing with the idea of some chickens. I'm lucky enough to have a very large, beautiful backyard, so I feel like some chooks pecking around might be a nice piece, so we'll see. Maybe that's in my 2-year projection, who knows?
Yeah, good segue. good segue to 2 years. You might end up this rate. You'll have your own little booth at the
selling eggs.
Yeah, Kitchener Farmers
Double
Market.
Double yokers.
All these other guys will be buying all your stuff.
Yes,
they'll have special pricing. Yeah.
Truly.
Yeah. I probably should mention while I still have the opportunity, we are we've got geocaching, which is another fun initiative, and there's quite a lot of people who have taken to that. It's kind of like a treasure hunt for today's day and age, and it's GPS driven. So we now at a number of our branches are offering. We're doing the launch this month, and we're going to have geocaches hidden in and around our rural community, and we're looking to get people out. We've got a passport, and we've got stamps, and people can actually, you know, if they find all the locations, there's an incentive with beautiful wooden tokens. Mm-hmm. They're aesthetically pleasing. You'll want one for your shelf. So we've got, that's a new piece for us as well, and it's, again, engaging our community and trying to come up with new and exciting ways to, you know, we're not just a book. We are a book, but we're beyond that, too.
Yeah. That sounds like a fun one. It's geocaching. Sounds pretty popular. Remember they had that, what was that video game, and then you could find all those little creatures.
The Pokemon.
Yeah, yeah. I remember going to Victoria Park, and everybody just, like, wandering around that place trying to find these little...
They still do.
Vivitars or Civitars, whatever they call
them. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a zombie walk.
Yeah, some of our branches actually are Pokestops, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So that game still exists, or still
it still exists, and people still play. And they've done some upgrades recently, which I don't understand because I haven't played it since the winter.
Got it. Well, this is good stuff. So, before 2 years, what about 2 years for you, Janine? What's happening?
I don't know. Is the future ours to see? Again,
there's
and
a
I
song
feel like
title in there somewhere.
Yeah, definitely is. Yeah, hopefully we'll get a little more travel under my belt. I feel like that's a big, big love of mine, a big pursuit of mine. So I'd done.
You can live vicariously as well. Jen goes to Ireland.
Yeah, yeah. Well, my mom's from there, so I'm in a similar boat. I probably need to get there sometime this year. So maybe I'll hang out in Jen's luggage.
You can be that little portable camera that goes along, puts on her hat, and walks around.
A virtual trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And 20 years? Oh
my gosh. We'll probably all be wearing tinfoil by then.
If you go to the library, you're going to find out the facts and figures. You won't be wearing tinfoil.
You're probably right. I need to,
if that's a correct analogy.
Projecting of what the future might be. I think it's just being mindful. Mm-hmm. And as you suggested with your agricultural piece, it's getting a better sense and appreciation for where our food comes from and how we choose to live. And it's a very now more than ever, it's so indicative to make that decision, and we got to make the right one so that there is another 20 years.
Mm-hmm. True.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure there will be, but boy, what it looks like, my gosh. I'm glad I don't have to answer my own questions. Like,
well, I left all the climate change books back at the library.
Yeah, that's another old topic. Well, hopefully you guys will come on back, and you're both welcome to come back, bring some more friends with you. It's always nice to hear a new voice, and you guys, being that you're such an expert switcher now, that'll be your job.
Excellent.
I can take away your microphone using my switcher, and we'll have two more get the guests. No, I'm just kidding. We'll figure something out.
I'll just be glad. Other duties.
We'll figure all kinds of fun things to do. Okay, you guys, this has been so much fun. I just want to thank you so much for coming out today's episode. It's great things happening at the library, and I hope the rest of the next 2 hours and the rest of the summer goes well. Thank you so much.
Our pleasure. Thanks so much.
And with that, folks, we'll see you on the Air Culture Show in 6 days and 22 hours. And if you eat this week, thank a farmer. And if you're a farmer, thank a consumer. We'll see you there. Bye for now.